One poem only. Just for now, just for you. Here's today's poem. If you've been listening this April and wanting to join right after, I've extended the deadline to May 15th. You can submit your after poem through the form linked in the show notes. In June, I'll be reading selected submissions alongside the poems that inspired them in a new series called One Poem After. Today's poem is by Amy Leslie Morgan. Listen to the episode, then write your after poem. Butterscotch. Somewhere between the amber blush streetlight of division and the butterscotch stain on the back of my throat, there was a glass-like moment, near bent, but not yet breaking. Half-formed, honey-drunk on the hour, slipping past the soft machinery of becoming, unbecoming, rewinding, rethreading. Warm butterfat air washing in subtle breathing through the cracked window taxicab, teacup light broken open on my cheek, whispering, nothing is permanent, except the way we almost changed. There was always something burning, toast, bridges, the last good version of me I kept resuscitating with mouth-to-mouth watering memory. Tonight, I'll wear that dress you loved in the color of skin-brushed apologies, while the past rides shotgun silent, adjusting the mirror like it still matters how I see myself. Because when mirrors grow honest, the corridors echo less, as everyone pours out. Let us go then, you and I, through the gold blood hours, where no one teaches you how to bleed pretty, not in the swan pale wrist pressed a cold porcelain tile way, half lit in someone else's forgetting. You learn it knees to marble, cheek to linoleum, in radio silence buzzing through your teeth, playing love songs that didn't learn the language. He liked it leaning in disrepair, so I sucked the ghost-sweet butterscotch slow. I let it split golden glass hard and sharp, the bloom red blooming. Behind teeth, a salty flood. It cut me, but I didn't spit it out. I kept it. I kept it all. By Amy Leslie Morgan. More from her, including her book Live Wire, is linked in the show notes. You can find her on Instagram at Ultramarine Poetry. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If this poem moved you, share it with someone who needs it.